All right, let's start the actual episode. And 5, 4, 3.
What's happening, Josh?
What up, y'all? Welcome here. I'm Kev on stage. She's welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button, smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. Josh, you can keep all in that. That's just a prelude. This is the actual episode. Now, here's the thing that's I'm gonna just have to read this article for you because y'all not gonna believe it elsewhere. Elsewise, this is, I'm going to tell you right now, trigger warning, TW, sexual assault, bad stuff, crazy stuff. If you're not into hearing what we're about to say, this is Manti Te'o's story, way, way worse. Trigger warning, trigger warning. This next subject is not a joking manner. It is crazy. All right. Now, let me read you the article. The article's from the Baltimore Brew. I'm just going to read it to you. Because it is crazy. All right. Trigger warning, trigger warning.
Trigger warning.
Former player sues Copen State over alleged sexual assault and blackmail by assistant coach. I'm just going to read the whole article. A Copen State University assistant basketball coach catfished a player online into providing intimate photos and texts, then blackmailed him into videotaping a sexual encounter before publicizing the material when the player resisted further demands for sex. A lawsuit filed in Baltimore City Circuit Court alleges. The legal complaint says, by information and belief, Lucian Brownlee, a former guard who served as a director of player development and director of basketball operations, harassed, tormented, and sexually assaulted the player. I assume his name is IBN Williams, so I'm going to say Ibn Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And forgive me if that's not how you pronounce it. Before publishing intimate material he had obtained from the student. Copen basketball coach Juan Dixon, who was named in the complaint, allegedly failed to take action when informed of Brownlee's actions. A legendary figure in Baltimore and beyond, Dixon is the former University of Maryland standout and NBA player who Copen hired in the spring of 2017. Also named in the lawsuit filed last week is Copen State University, whose officials, rather than supporting the distraught Williams, allegedly questioned him harshly and retaliated against him by withdrawing previously promised financial assistance. Quote, "The way he was treated was abhorrent," said Williams, end quote, attorney Daniel Donnie Epstein of the New Jersey law firm Epstein Ostrove in a phone interview. Epstein said they were able to build their case despite the anonymous blackmail purporting to be a third party. Quote, our strong belief is that Lucian himself was the catfisher, end quote, Epstein said. Even if Brownlee was just a fellow victim of an anonymous tormentor, the minute he became a coach, he had an obligation to report any sexual harassment. Epstein said, and Dixon, having prior knowledge of issues with Brownlee, according to the complaint, should have never placed him in a position of authority over players, Epstein added. The coach should have known better than to put this person in a position of seniority. The Brew was not able, that's the publication, was not able to reach Brownlee. Dixon did not respond to a phone message and an email request commenting about the matter, nor did the school's athletic director, Derek Carter. Copen State University spokesman Robin McCullough responded to an email by saying Copen State University is not on pending litigation. Let me see. Let me skip down. I'm skipping a paragraph about the budget. Basically, this part says the school didn't have a lot of budget for basketball. Actually, I'll just read it all just so you have the whole context. Copen and HBCU in the Maryland State University system is known as Morgan State's crosstown rival. Like many Division I programs, it operates on a shoestring budget, working its players hard. In the fall of 2021, or shortly after the events alleged in the lawsuit, Sports Illustrated featured the team in a story about its arduous road schedule, which it called a sadistic slate of $80,000 guarantee games. It's a challenge for the team's leader. I don't know of many head coaches who are washing their players' dirty laundry every night, Dixon said in the piece, joking that his water bill back home spikes after game nights. Brownlee appears to no longer be working for the university. He's in the wind, Epstein said. As of the SI story, his scheduling job was being done by another person who was extensively quoted in the piece. Escalating demands. This is where it gets crazy. Williams says in the complaint that he received a message from social media in the fall of his freshman year from a woman who seemed interested in a romantic relationship. He was enticed into sending images of himself to this person of a sexual nature that he believed were private. And in the context of a developing romantic relationship, the lawsuit says. The online paramour then started blackmailing Williams, threatening to publish the photos and texts unless he provided more salacious material. The Texans continued through the 2018-19 basketball season, while Williams, in fear of losing his place in the basketball program, his tuition and room and board payments, continued to respond to the person messaging him in a futile attempt to appease his tormentor. In the spring of 2019, Williams learned from Coach Brownlee, then a senior who would return the next year as a staff member, that Brownlee had also engaged sexual content with the plaintiff's tormentor. The blackmailer then ordered the two men to have sex with each other, according to the lawsuit. Williams refused at first, but when he returned to campus in the fall, the blackmailer demanded that Williams record and send a video of Lucian Brownlee engaging in oral sex. According to the lawsuit, Williams complied. In December 2019, the blackmailer instructed Williams that Brownlee was going to coordinate a sexual encounter with him, according to the lawsuit. Williams resisted, hoping his non-response would end the blackmail, prompting warnings the blackmailer would wild out. Williams sent videos of himself, but the blackmailer insisted on one of himself having sex with Brownlee, sending repeated messages, providing Coach Brownlee's availability. The back and forth continued through March 2020, according to the suit. By information and belief, the blackmailer was Coach Brownlee, the complaint says. Unable to tell anyone what was happening and contemplating suicide, Williams told his family he was uncomfortable with the rampant drug use on the team during its frequent away games. This prompted the father to arrange a meeting with the Copen officials. The complaint says, in which Dixon indicated that he was helpless to address the drug issue in any meaningful way and was adamant that the plaintiff should stay with the program. When Williams returned to the campus in the fall of 2020, the blackmail threats continued. This time, Williams didn't respond, and that's when the material used to blackmail plaintiff was published and revealed to the members of the team, staff, and public. The lawsuit says, and the material provided on Instagram has been since taken down. Dixon directed Williams to come to practice the next day, where the two met, and according to the complaint, Dixon admitted that Lucian Brownlee was mentally ill or otherwise emotionally imbalanced and that his history was known to the coach, athletic director, and the school. But the complaint says the school, whose policy on sexual misconduct prohibits rape, sodomy, quid pro quo, stalking, sexual exploitation, coercion, and retaliation, took no action to remedy the situation. Williams asked for an investigation in which, according to the lawsuit, a lawyer for the university further traumatized him with questions about his sexual past and orientation. It's cringeworthy the questions that he was asked, Epstein said. Copen State then terminated Williams' housing and tuition assistance. Epstein says he managed to complete the semester by working remotely, then transferred to another school to complete his degree.
Wow. If you would like to hear more of our bonus episodes, make sure to subscribe to our Patreon for the live aspect and the community that you're missing out on, or the Kev on Stage Studios app for just the straight bonus episodes. Boy, you're missing out with just this little stuff.
Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another bang of fire. Fire. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.